Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your mercies and encouragement this morning again, Lord, because your mercies are new every morning. We celebrate Apostle Paul, Lord, who you met and then you took hold of. And we thank you, Father God, as we have been looking at his writings, your writings through him now for a while, but specifically yesterday and today, where he speaks about the root of Jesse will become a powerful, wonderful plant that the nations will all be drawn to it, so as to them coming out of the vanity and believing false gods to actually having the reality and the beauty of having a strong tower, a fortress, a savior. There is no one under heaven and earth by which we can be saved. So thank you, Lord, for Apostle Paul and his writings, and just help us to just see the importance of getting into your word, because your mercies are new every morning. And the Son of God, you have come to give us understanding, to know you, who is true, and we are in you, who is true, and this is eternal life, the God quality of life. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Romans 15, verse 14 to 16. Personally, I've been completely satisfied with who you are and what you are doing. You seem to me to be well motivated and well instructed, quite capable of guiding and advising one another. So, my dear friends, don't take my rather bold and blunt language as criticism. It's not criticism. I'm simply underlining how very much I need your help in carrying out this highly focused assignment God gave me, this priestly and gospel work for serving the spiritual needs of the non-Jewish outsiders, so they can be presented as an acceptable offering to God, made whole and holy by God's Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah. So yeah, we just see his commission again to take this gospel to the Gentiles, to the nations. And it's so wonderful when we understand that, you know, he never knew the Lord in the flesh. And then we saw how in his calling and a beautiful relationship that developed there, he could clearly see so much more than even many of the disciples didn't see. But praise God, I did believe they did see it. But he makes that real for us. I like it in Ephesians chapter 3. He says in that here, that this wonderful revelation of how God has included us, it's blessed him and it's motivated him. And he's written it down briefly. And he says, when you go read it, you will get that same revelation. So remember how mighty and powerful Paul was moved by revelation, by this love, by this knowing his God, knowing him as a reality. He says that's also there for us. So the letters of Paul are beautiful, and it confirms it's like Peter. Peter starts his letter and he says, we've got the same precious faith. You know, many people just say, well, it was the disciples, they knew Jesus, and then after Jesus died and paid for the sins of all mankind, he came back and he said, lo, I'll be with you till the end of the ages. They think it's just for them. And then also remember his word where he also said, and he commissioned them and he told them the signs that would follow. And then he was raised up into heaven. And then the word goes on to say, and then he was working with the disciples, confirming their message, their teachings, their leadings. His presence with them were signs and wonders following them. And when we get into the letters of Paul, we see, no, that's also for us. We've also been included. You know, the root of Jesse has paid the price. He's fallen into the ground. He's died and he's now bearing much fruit. But yes, just like the disciples, we need to be dedicated, disciplined followers. I think of John chapter 12, where he gives that understanding that he needs to fall into the ground to bear much fruit. And he's now the vine and we are the branches. But then he points out so clearly, you've got to turn away from the world. You've got to follow him. And when you follow him, you'll be where he is. And where he is, he's got all fullness. He's got all blessings. He's all over, all powerful, and all loving. He reveals your purpose. He brings to pass the plan that he's got for you. Because he goes on in John 12, he says, and those that serve me in this way by following me obediently, he says, the Father will also honor. And then in John 14, there it also says, if you love my word, I will come live with you, and the Father will come live with you. We'll make our home with you. So guys, arise and shine. The goodness of God is here in every way for those that I like the word in John's gospel right at the end. He says, the Son of God has come and he's given us understanding. That's what we need. We need understanding. And we get understanding when we draw close to him. He draws close to us. And then he says, understanding for what? To know him. And we are in him who is true. Can you see the importance of knowing? The sad thing is that he says that many will come and say, we've done this and this and this. And he will say, get away, I don't know you. So have understanding by drawing close, staying in the understanding. You get knowledge, knowing him, revelation knowledge. And that's where you're enjoying the God quality of life on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.